Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Sid O'Brien. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the California Angels, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Richard steals second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fregosi. May reaches second base with a double. There goes Reichardt trying to get to home. Fregosi throws the ball into O'Brien who relays the ball to Stevenson, who tags Reichardt, who came all the way from first, for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with May covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Mel Queen now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Melton moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Fregosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Mel Queen. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Allen now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley bunts towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. Egan moves to second. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger strikes out. Stevenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hershberger out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Repos moves to third. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Lloyd Allen. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive towards short. Richard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing left field. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.